He has no idea what we're talking about.
You weren't listening, were you, Joe?
Of course, I always listen.
Oh, so the girls are waiting for you. You got to say hello to the girls.
Good morning, girls.
See, now they're going to lay eggs all day. He has no idea what we're talking about.
No.
But Dry Run was just on the phone, and he said the girls aren't going to lay eggs until they hear your voice.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're on now. You're their favorite. So
that's a heavy yoke to bear.
Oh, geez.
Okay, we're off to a flying start here.
Wow.
Now, before we get into anything, the most important question I have is, was your son born on May 2nd?
He was.
All right. I have to add him to my list because I have a birthday list for that day of about 8 people that I know personally. And and I thought your son was on there, but I couldn't figure out how to get a hold of you. I mean, looking up a phone number was really tough last week.
I bet it was.
Yeah, so I will put him on the list for next year. He's going to join a long list of people in town here with that birthday.
It must have been an important day, huh?
Well, it's mine, too.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, the list of people, you even know some of them.
Really?
Vince Niedermeyer.
Two of them.
Oh, you know Vince Niedermeyer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Vince, you know Joe Irwin.
I do.
You know Mel Kepner.
I don't know Mel Kepner.
You don't know Mel.
Wow.
I think I know Mel Kepner.
Well, you're going to have to get down to Grandview Meats and meet Mel Kepner.
That's right.
Evidently, I will.
Yeah, and you'll have to try some of his food, too. It's pretty good, we hear.
Yes.
I've heard that, too, but mostly from you guys.
All right, well, I want to wish Brennan a belated happy birthday. Brennan, you're a birthday brother. You will be on the list next year.
He'll be delighted to know that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. All right, Joe, welcome aboard. Welcome back. It's your biweekly visit here to WRTA Morning. So now that we're into the month of May, Joe, what's happening?
Well, I thought maybe things would slow down a little bit, but they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't tell me what's going on.
So you just know they're going by fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we have a breakfast club this week, this Thursday. We usually allocate the month of May to the great relationship in Blair County that exists between business and education.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a young lady from Williamsburg High School that will be our speaker on Thursday. She was our past recipient in 2023 of the Young Entrepreneurs Academy program that we're so proud of. And she's going to come in and talk about that program and talk about how important it is that young people consider entrepreneurship so that all of our future businesses can be the result of young people just doing everything that they can to be good business people, but also to stay in our area rather than going off and doing something somewhere else.
At 7:45 at the casino on Thursday, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, you can register. There is a fee for the Breakfast Club, 20 for chamber members, 30 for non-members. And make sure you register at with the chamber. Give them a call, 814-943-8151. You can also register online.
Yeah, that's the easier way.
Yeah. Go to blairchamber.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on top of things.
I try.
Yeah, he is trying this morning. He really is. But, Joe, do you see more of that now? Do you see more, not so much, well, young people, yeah, because you have the program, but do you see more people turning to their own business, even though the job market is so wide open, there are so many jobs out there? Do you see any kind of increase in the numbers of new entrepreneurs or new business ventures?
Yeah, of all ages, actually, and not just young people.
Mm-hmm.
But older people are looking at opportunities, and a lot of it just comes down simply to creativity. We've got a lot of creative people that live in this county, and a lot of them have good ideas, and more some of them are deciding, hey, let's throw some caution to the wind and do something I'm passionate about or create something I've always thought about doing. And there's also that factor where a lot of people are getting tired of working for other people.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
And that drives a lot of people to entrepreneurship. So it doesn't matter how they get there as long as they do.
I wholeheartedly recommend a contact with the St. Francis Small Business Development Group. They can help you out. You know, you got an idea. They will start to steer you in the direction that you need to go. So
yeah, they do a great job. And there is still a SCORE chapter around here. And if you don't know what that is, it's a national program.
Mm-hmm.
That the acronym is Service Corps of Retired Executives. And I think that's changed a little bit. I think the acronym stayed the same, but I'm not sure it means the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the old definition too.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's a great program, and at one time we had probably 75 to 100 retired business people who were willing to come in on a regular basis and counsel people who are looking for business opportunities, looking to start businesses, or even had started businesses and maybe got off track a little bit. But Joe Ellen Steinbruner from Hollidaysburg is still kind of the point person for our local SCORE chapter, although technically we're part of the Westmoreland chapter now because we've lost a number of the
local
SCORE
members
representatives.
Yeah.
But we'd like to kind of start that back up again if we could, and get no longer does it just apply to retired executives, but people who are currently working can also be part of that process. And it's a great one, and you know, it's hard to start a business without having a little direction, and these people have certainly provided that for a long time.
Quick question for you about entertainment.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Blair County Historical Society's Blair County, A People's History yet?
I have. I was there the night that it debuted.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they got so hard up for people to be part of that I'm in that video.
You thought it was a ribbon cutting.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. So the Frederick boys, Jared and Mark,
mm-hmm.
are really talented young guys. I don't know how it got that way because John Frederick is their dad, and
Come on now. We know you were rivals on the basketball court, and we know that.
We were, and
yep.
You know, I lost to John more than a few times. I think there should be some kind of an award for the Blair County coach that has put more other coaches into the business, the Sports Hall of Fame.
I'm not going to say
got,
it. I can't say it, no.
Yeah. So Jim Sweeney and I would, at one point, we passed ourselves off as the two losingest coaches in Blair County
stop
history.
That.
And then Jim went and started to prove that he actually could coach. And
yeah, how dare he?
That just left me. So I'm looking for that award. I'm more responsible. I put Art Tannehill in there. Mark Michella is in there. You know, all these guys who padded their records by playing against me.
Yeah, but Joe, you know, you have some feathers in your cap, and the one big one is you got Pam Weber up to UConn, and she played for the best women's program in the nation. So.
Yeah,
don't sit here and poor mouth yourself.
You will always find, if you look hard enough, you'll always find people that overcome adversity. And Pam Weber was certainly one of those people. So, my point guard for 4 years, it got a lot of people confused because they thought, well, you know what, maybe this guy can coach. But then then she left and. You know,
she left because she had to.
Yeah, she was She was also the number one person academically in her class, so it wasn't like we, threw her out. For
exactly.
Yeah. Lack of being able to handle the educational part of it all.
By the way, if you want that DVD, it's $20, and it's at BlairHistory.org.
Yeah, I would recommend it. They did a fabulous job on this and spent a lot of time. I went to the event as much to see what I had to say during the the filming of it, because it's probably 2 years ago.
Wow.
That they actually filmed the segment that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, gee, I hope I didn't say anything critical or...
Well, that probably ended up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's probably what happened. I think they... it looked a little like some of my, mouth wasn't matching the words. So I think,
don't give away the secrets.
By the way, everybody, don't forget, we talked about it, I think in February, the UPMC Health Plan and UPMC Altoona Chamber Golf Classic. It's Thursday, May 16th. That is just around the corner now.
It is, and my last information was that we have space for four people.
Ooh, man.
So that's it. Out of 144 golfers,
that's good.
We have 140, and so if you want to be one of the four, call the office right away, ask for Jen Fleck, and we'll put you in there. We'll probably eat by the end of this week.
Joe, the light bulb just went on over my head. Now, I know we're running out of time. I've had an idea for a cable TV show for myself for a long time now. It was me and three other of my friends that never golfed in our lives. We all get golf clubs, and we all go out and start a show called Four Guys That Don't Golf.
That'd be great.
You know, we could be that last foursome there and really shake things up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I may try to compete with you and the other four guys that and call it Four Guys Who Can't Golf.
that would be the follow up to Four Guys That Don't Golf.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very true.
There could be some cross promotion between those two
that
shows.
That could be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw one last thing in. I know we're short on time, but this coming Thursday is the seminar that is coming up with Link Computer Corporations. It's a webinar, and it's Thursday at 11. That's from Link Computer Systems.
Yeah, Link is tremendous, and if you're technologically challenged, as many of us are, this is another opportunity. You'll understand this, believe it or not. They won't go into such great detail that you'll start to, figure things out and all of a sudden realize you're not as smart as you thought you were. So
thanks, Joe.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, get on to that. Oh, hey, I'm in that category too, Rich. I wish I knew half of what I try to tell people I know. So.
Okay. Well, always good to catch up with you every other week. And that also, in this case, that's the week leading up to payday for us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so glad to be able to supply something that gives you some monetary.
Well, you make the other 26 Mondays something to look forward to now.
Yeah. There you
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Joe.
Great. So, talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds
all right,
good.
Buddy.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right.